Picture this. You're in front of your latest prospect, closing the biggest deal of your life. Your pitch decks were perfect. Your scripts, flawless. And when the time came to answer the golden question of, are you ready to move forward? Nothing happened. For everyone who loves sales, this is their worst nightmare. But fear not, because in this podcast, we're unraveling the enigma behind those missed opportunities. From appointments that evaporate, to presentations that felt like a Broadway show, but ended in awkward silence, we're dissecting it all. Welcome to Love Your Sales.
This podcast is presented by GenHead. GenHead leverages AI so small and medium-sized businesses can find their ideal clients to make more sales. Other companies talk about AI, but we are using it every day to drive down marketing costs and increase revenue. Learn more at genhead.com. That's genhead.com.
Welcome to another episode of Love of Your Sales. I am very excited because I am joined by Joseph Rocky Jr. He is a serial business creator, world-class consultant, international best-selling author, and host of a TV show that airs in 55 million households, Elite Business Conversations. Joe's consulting firm specializes in honoring the sacrifices of business owners. His international best-selling book, Casino Sales Master, Proven Systems to Beat the Odds in Sales and Life, and accompanying coach courses are teaching businesses worldwide to sell in the correct way by bringing relationships as an integral portion of the sales system. Joe's clients cut through the omnipresent residue of the 1960s sales method. Joe, I am so excited to have you join me today.
Well, thank you for being here. I love it, and I appreciate the chance to have talks about making sales better. And I always like to let people know like what you're going to get out of here, a little preview, Tarantino it, if you will. You know, by the end of this, we're going to give you a drill that I do with my clients that will radically change your life. I mean, that's just fundamentally what's going to happen. So stay tuned for it. See how it builds up, why it works, because it does make a difference. But, you know, always like to give people a little preview, right?
Yeah. Awesome. Well, why don't we jump right in? I mean, tell me first a little bit about your book. Like,
yeah,
how, and obviously not giving it away because we want everybody to go buy it, right? But, you know, tell me a little bit about how you created that, how you, you know, came to start writing that, and a little bit of, you know, a preview of it.
Yeah. Yeah. So the starting point is, in the essence of all of it, sales are being done wrong. Now we all know it. And I'm going to give you something that you know, in your truth, that you never thought of why, but it's been baked inside of you your whole life. When you were 3 years old, you weren't supposed to lie to anyone. You were supposed to always tell the truth and be honest, except to a salesperson. I'm not here on this car lot to buy a car. I just like walking around in asphalt next to shiny things and blistering sunset days. Like, no, you don't. You're here to buy a car. I don't really have like three appointments on my day. I just don't want to talk to you as a telemarketer. We're all trained to lie to salespeople. And why? Because salespeople just use you for the sake of getting their own commission out of you. That is the 1960s sales method. There's no desire to build a connection, build a relationship. It's just, what can I get out of you? What can I make happen for our own company's profit? This is why you saw the advent of multi-level marketing systems and all of that kind of problems, all issues. So when you look at the quick element of that reality, it's, we need to do something about this. This trying to just lie people, force them through side doors that aren't really real, is a horrible way of living. And make no doubt about it, revenue is the lifeblood of the economy. Your business does not work if you don't sell correctly. And that's where the essence of the sales system came from. And then just instead of having testimonials about how great it is, which certainly we have, I was like, I'm going to take this to the hardest sales environment on the planet, the place where every person knows if you go, you're going to lose. And that's a Las Vegas casino floor. The house always wins. Everyone knows it. In fact, going to Vegas and not losing all your money is considered a win for most people. Let alone going there, having them turn all of your profits into paying for your whole trip, paying for you to be there, paying for all the other sun stuff you can do in Vegas. And when I did this the first time, I was in my 20s, and the book is specifically about that first time I tested this and have done it every time since, hence system. But it's really about, how do you bring relationships into your sales life? How do you get better at making relationships? Most people have no idea how they form their own, let alone how to talk about enhancing them. And that's really the essence of what I do in all elements of my life, but specifically in the book, Casino Sales Master, Proven System to Beat the Odds in Sales and Life.
Very interesting. And, you know, as you were talking about, you know, we've been taught from, and I'm going through, I have a 6-year-old, my listeners, I'm sure, hear me drop this all the time. Right now I'm going through the whole, don't lie. But you're right. The minute, you know, you get onto a car lot, the minute you get in somewhere, or the minute somebody calls you and trying to sell you something, it's the first, the default thing that you do is, I'm really busy right now, I can't have this conversation. Mm-hmm. Even if I'm sitting on the couch.
Hey, don't get me wrong. The Candy Crush matters, man.
It is the default setting that we have, because we don't, as human beings, we don't want to be sold to.
Mm-hmm.
We don't. It's this icky feeling of like, stop trying to shove something down my throat.
Yeah.
Because as soon as you try to shove it down my throat, I think, I don't need that. Even if you were having a conversation with your spouse, your significant other, 3 days prior about how I think we need a new cell phone plan. But as soon as a cell phone company, or as soon as somebody starts talking to me about, like, you know, you're walking in a store and they're like, hey, have you considered changing your cell phone? You're like, nah, get away from me.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, because you're, somebody is trying to sell to you,
mm-hmm.
which is where the relationship comes in.
Yeah.
Because if I'm having a conversation with somebody I know, like, trust, and they're telling me about the benefits of their product, I don't feel like I'm being sold to. I feel like I'm being educated.
Mm-hmm. You're exactly right. And to give a bombshell for people out there who feel that their relationships with their parents broke it during puberty, this is the answer why. Just to shatter your whole life. Probably didn't think we're going in this direction. But what you just said is the starting point, is that someone's trying to just bring information at you. Could be advice about why you shouldn't date this guy. It should be why you should buy a Chevy. It doesn't really matter. Someone's trying to bring information to you to force you to do something when you as an individual do not feel that that connection is warranted. And for parents, it's incredibly hard, because I've seen you your whole life. I've literally seen you grow. Like, that's what you did as my kid. But it's now that I'm in a different state of mind, I don't feel that connection's there the same way, or the way that it needs to be to have this conversation. So when you first jump on that lot and it's, this car can go from 0 to 60 this fast, it's got this towing capacity, this power and all that, all right, cool. Maybe that's exactly what I need. But because you're not trying to relate to me, I don't want to know. It's not there. You know, right. You did, like, I'm coming here to get a 7-capacity vehicle and it's just me here. You didn't ask why that would be interesting. Like, why is that something you want? Is it really just because you want a truck, but because you live in an area, you think people are going to break into the back of it, you have it enclosed, so you're buying a big oversized SUV that's basically just a closed in truck? Or is it because you're hauling 13 people around and you're forcing them into slots on various different days because you don't know which version of your grandkids you're going to have? This kid's that kid's or the other ones. These are all different conversations. Mm-hmm. And I can tell you, as a sales professional, the more you're able to get into those types of conversations where you're talking about taking the grandkids to go get ice cream or to the zoo, or you know what? I go to a lot of golf courses. I just don't want my clubs ever get rained on, so I'd rather just have it enclosed. Those are different conversations every day, which makes your life more interesting because you're talking about different fun things every day. But also, now your client's like, oh, this guy gets me. I will talk about his dreamy blue eyes and why I want to go on a date with him, Mom, as opposed to slamming the door, screaming, and running down the hall. I mean, we've all had these thoughts and experiences. It's just which version of you is coming out. And all the difference is how are you being approached? How do I want to have a conversation with you? And again, I totally see in your face, like, why did he just bring up this random, like, when puberty happened? Because no one talks about it. But this is the psychology behind it. And this is part of what I teach people.
If I was making face, I apologize. But it completely translates because I've had conversations with other people. Again, this goes back to the very first, you know, episode of Love Your Sales, which was everybody's selling every day. And it's ingrained in us from the time that we are born. And the interactions and the things that are happening throughout our entire life all the time are either negotiation, ingrained in, you know, and it's really funny because I have a conversation, my husband, who's completely opposite, you know, if you look at the DISC assessment, or completely opposite is me. And he'll make comments like, God, I hate salespeople. And I'm like, hey, honey, you married one. You don't hate salespeople because you married one. Because he gets annoyed with, like, you know, somebody knocks on the door and they're like, hey, do you want to have your driveway repaved or whatever? And he's just like, God, it's so annoying. And I'm like, well, they're just doing their job. Like, that is part of what they do. But you also are selling. You negotiate with your daughter like 30 times a day.
Mm-hmm.
She comes up to you and you negotiate with her about a piece of candy. We're sitting at the dinner table and she's like, if I eat this piece of broccoli, can I have some more candy? And I'm like, you're doing it every single day.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the difference is that you're not doing it as a profession. Mm-hmm. You're not out there trying to sell. I'm like, but you have to understand that it's just tweaking it a little bit. It's just a simple mind shift change. Like, mm-hmm. and that's all that it is. And when it comes to the professional sale, if you were to actually implement what you understand in the real world as your friends, as the people who trust you, if you were to walk up to your best friend and say, hey, this is like one of the greatest new pens ever.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd be like, oh, okay, well, I love having great pens. And you can identify, like, or maybe a pen is a bad, maybe you have a friend who's an artist and you were to walk up to him and be like, hey, these are the greatest new crayons ever.
Mm-hmm.
And you're identifying with them. They're probably going to go out and buy those crayons. Simple as, I mean, and that's extremely easy to do because mm-hmm. you're identifying with something that they're interested in, something that they like, and they trust you.
Yes. And you hit on the most important part there at the end there, the trust part. So we all have, because we're all people, presumably the AIs aren't listening to this yet, but because we're all people out there, we all have this innate thing that at some point in our lives, we were vulnerable and it didn't work out. And our brains put up these defenses to try to eliminate and hate that. We actually start it basically from moment one of birth. It's just something that's in your subconscious that's constantly there. You can't do anything about it. So where the issue comes into play, and going off of your last example there, why this is all about trust, comes down to really, how do we make trust and make it quickly without having to do a 15-year relationship with my best friend? Because ultimately, that's people who are successful in sales do that. And here's the secret. This is something that most people will never get, never do implement. It's because you break trust when you make assumptions when you are not allowed to make them. Now, for a lot of people, that requires a ton of self-awareness that they don't have. So that's a drill by itself about working on self-awareness. But what you really need to do is recognize why does your husband hate when people come up and tell him he needs a new driveway, even if he does, is because somewhere embedded in there is an assumption that you don't know how to take care of yourself. And that is an instant non-starter, no matter who you are. Okay. There's many different ways to approach this. Yes, salespeople do need to reach out. There is no way that has to go away. That fact exists. But you have to do it in the right way. And it starts with knowing, am I making an assumption? How am I going about that? Because if you make assumptions at the wrong time or the wrong way, you've just destroyed trust as quickly as you can light money on fire, just like the Joker did.
Right. Right. I completely agree. And for salespeople who are typically high eyes, typically influencers, typically people who are, I have seen
the outgoing talkers, the eyes.
Correct. Yeah. Correct. I have seen many of them who could be the greats sit at the mediocre to good because they go from discovery meeting to trying to create a solution way too fast. Mm-hmm. And they're working on the assumption that they think they know what the problem is. Mm-hmm. Not asking the right questions, not asking enough questions, not asking, what do you really need? What do you really want? And how are you going to make this decision? And they just skip over that part and go right to, well, here's the perfect solution for you. And that goes back to, you know, the old salesperson who's like, I'm just going to shove this solution down your throat and you're going to buy no matter what.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And that's true. And as salespeople, it's really easy to get caught in this trap, right? Because I've seen my product work on this person I sold to earlier in my life. I know it works. I know it's awesome. I know people love it, but we want to skip past the part of why. And I have to tell you, this is a remarkably weird phenomena, but once you learn it, it will change your life. It's reversing that mindset of what you just said exactly. The more you can discover someone, the less you actually need to present your solution. Mm-hmm. It doesn't make sense to most people intellectually when they first hear that. But if you're on the situation where I'm going to keep using the car lot because it's the easiest one for me to do because I'm in that zone. If you are in a spot where I now know what your routine is, that you care really more about driving your grandkids around and that this is the terrain you go in and then you take them to the park and you love doing that. And it's all about what they do with their kids and what they're going to do with this vehicle, why it's important. Actually talking about the vehicle doesn't really happen. And this is so contrary to the way people still teach sales at some of the elite pretty schools that we all wish kids went to until they do. That's the way that it is. It's all about living in features and benefits. That's what we're constantly taught. Features, benefits, features and benefits. Well, everyone's sitting up here in the surface of the water. If you really want to get in the reality of what I'm trying to describe right here, you got to dive into the ocean of the emotions of your buyer. And guess what? Up here is four wheels and an engine. Down here is ice cream, my kids going to the park, doing all this, being on a golf course and knowing that my clubs won't get rained on. All of that stuff and having talks about how I can love chipping, but I hate driving. Whatever that case may be in the golfer's world. The point is going into that space that has nothing to do with the truck is where you actually make the sale. And it is so contrary to the features and benefits on the surface of the water. If you're a scuba diver, which in this analogy is what you are, do you have more fun being on the surface of the water or go checking out the ocean? That's as a salesperson what you're going to be doing. And if you do it right, you will be there. And another very important element is you have to be able to do that with yourself because no one's going to trust a guide that is insecure. Do another analogy. Imagine you're doing skydiving and the person behind you is like, done this 20 million times. It's going to be fine and easy. We're going to have a little extra downward because that's what everyone else wants. They just don't know how to ask for it. So we're going to get a lot of speed. You're going to feel all this awesomeness. And then, boom, you're going to feel a tug. That's what's going to happen. Versus option two. Second time I did it, I think I grabbed this one, and it's a really hard yank, and it's going to hurt. Which one are you more excited for doing? You're going to experience the exact same thing, but which one are you more excited about doing?
Right.
And are you even getting on the plane with the second option?
Right.
That's what every sales experience is. Just, are you able to do it?
Right. Well, and that's, and that goes to, you know, when I've worked with people who are very green, you know, and I'll say to them, you need to just fake it until you make it. And not to say that, like, oh, go out there and, you know, lie or pretend, but you've been trained in your product. You know your product. You need to, you know, fake that confidence that right now you're struggling with. Walk in there as if you know it backwards, forwards, and just have that confidence, not arrogance. Let's not mistake arrogance and confidence. Mm-hmm. Confidence. When you say your price, you say it with confidence. Yeah, my price is $3,000 to get started, whatever that number is, $10,000 to get, it's $10,000 to get started. And then you stop. You're confident in everything you say. If you are not confident, your prospect is not going to be confident in your ability to provide that service. They're not going to be, if you go, oh, my price is $10,000, they're going to go, mm-hmm. oh, wow, I can get her to come down.
Yeah. Or I don't want her.
Or I don't want her.
Yeah.
Or I don't want her. And that is the number one, like, if going, you know, the skydiver, if somebody's like, oh, this is my second time, it you know, it should work out well, I'm going to go, hell no.
Yeah.
I'm not. If this guy says, well, this is my fifth time, it's going to be great. You know, this is exactly okay. He's very confident. He's very cool. That's fine. I don't care if it's his fifth time, but if he's like 100%, like, this is exactly how it's going to happen and exactly how we're going to do it, that's fine. Even if it's only his fifth time.
Mm-hmm.
If it's his 100th time and he's still like, yeah, so if this is what it's, I'm going to be like, oh, this guy doesn't seem like he's very comfortable with this.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter how many times you've sold it. It only matters that you are confident in providing that solution and being able to deliver the confidence that you know it's going to work for them.
That's exactly right. Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly right. And again, it's unique in the sense that every business is dependent upon the sales industry. So while the actual product itself, if you're not happy with that one that you're at your company, you can go to another one. Because if you have the relationship skill sets behind you, which again is what I teach in Casino Sales Master, you can have the ability to have the freedom to say, you know what, I can work wherever I want, and more importantly, with whomever I want. So I don't want to be in this environment anymore. I can go to another one that will treat me better and be a better fit for my vibe. And yes, you are right. At the beginning, I'm not going to have all of the firsthand experience of what it's like having my consumers buying this product for me, having my clients buy this product. But I am going to know how to get to what's truly important to them. And this doesn't matter if it's a business consumer or a business to business sale. So there's some companies out there that are dependent upon very few buyers for their space. To give an example, in the iron and steel making industry, there's all kinds of mines, but there's very few actual people that buy the ore, just the way it is. So if you want your mine to be successful, you need to get one of those companies to buy you, which really has a procurement officer. One person dictates the success of the sales of your entity, essentially. So if you come in just features and benefits, we can give you this much, it's this quality, it's rated here, blah, blah, blah. Maybe it works, maybe it doesn't. But if you dive deeper and find out and goes, you know what? This guy only selects from this company, even though my stuff's better than them. I can give him more of it, I give him faster. Why does he only select from that company? Well, if you actually dive into it, well, it's because if he doesn't select from that company, his boss will make his life a living hell. Well, then let's see if we can get a conversation about why the boss thinks that about this.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're not talking about ore at all. We're talking about some reason back in the day that the boss has an affinity towards your competitor. And now how do we overturn that? What's really going on in that boss's head? What's that relationship? We're not talking about iron ore. You do that successfully, your mine is perfect. It's working forever. You fail at that, all of your employees are fired because you can't sell any more product. And yeah, that's an extreme example, but there are industries out there that are basically the same, that there's very few people we actually can sell to because we are this specialized. There's nothing wrong in that, but it does mean you have to be very good at how to sell. And by the way, if you figure how to do this and you can sell to anyone, you have complete and utter control of your life, because now you can control your clients, select who you want to serve, who you want to take care of, and your life becomes infinitely better. So Leanne, I don't want to make us go long. I know you told me before about not going long. I do want to make sure I leave time to give people their prompts.
So yes, go ahead.
Okay. So obviously we talked a lot about relationships, right?
Yeah.
And one of the things that hold people back, whether they realize it or not, are relationships in their past that are not where they wish it was to be today. And this could be something as big as the relationship you have with your parents or your adult kids, or it can be something as someone you drifted away from like for college or whatever. And this simple exercise, again, it's not hard. It's very simple, but if you don't do it, it will not help you. I mean, it's just the way it is. It will change your life. Figure out one of those relationships where something, it's not the way you want it right now. And simply call that person. Don't social them. Don't text them. Call them with an aim of actually sitting down and meeting. You know, lunch, whatever. But you're actually going to meet them. And the point for this is that every one of your relationships that aren't where you want right now are essentially an anchor that are pulling you back subconsciously. And your brain is working harder and harder every day to overcome this drag that is pulling you back. If you actually address these scenarios, you will find a couple of things very quickly. It's the equivalent in the physical space of losing a ton of weight and how much more energy you get. That's your brain getting better. Second, you'll find that the reason you guys separated, especially if it was a negative event, neither one of you two see the same way, especially the further back in time it is. Because all of our brains are built to make us the hero, not the villain. So we change facts and figures in our heads versus if we watch an actual recording of it, it would be wildly different than either of the two of us think. Addressing this on reality's terms makes your life better. Yes, you're learning relationship skills and practicing how to do conflict resolution and all that important stuff. But more importantly, as you talk to people with relationships that you wish were better, they become better. And as that happens, your mind gets freed up and accelerates. And like I said, the analogy to the physical world is the equivalent of losing 100 pounds. And there's some people out there who look like they're in great shape and all that, but they have all this baggage mentally and it holds you back. And that is something that if you just do, it's 10 numbers and push a green button. It takes courage to do it. There's a lot of people that don't want to do it, and your mind and subconscious have given you 5,000 reasons why not to. Those reasons are holding you back. You need to address them head on, and you do that by calling. So again, not something that's overtly complicated. It isn't, but it is something that will change your life. And in some cases, it might be very hard. In some cases, it's going to be super easy. You're just never going to know until you call it, because a relationship is both sides of the fence. You don't know how you're going to be received, but if you come in a way that is neutral and calm, it will be better.
That's amazing and great advice. Thank you for sharing that. So we are coming to time. This is the opportunity to give you the opportunity that I give you for your 30-second shameless pitch. Go ahead, Joe. I like to give you that chance.
Yeah, CasinoSalesMaster.com. Go check it out. Not only can you get the book there, you also can get our coaching courses, which go a little bit deeper. They're video, so you have them forever for those people who don't want to read and just want to watch me talk. It's that. And it's an absolutely amazing story about how no matter where you're at in life, regardless of where you're at watching this, whether you just had the worst divorce, you have no money, you're in credit card debt, or you're smothered by some other situation, regardless of your position right now, if you can become successful at sales, you will get complete control of your time and income that no other profession can do. And that is the real goal of Casino Sales Master, proven system to beat the odds in sales and life. Yes, sales is the vehicle, but life is really what you win at. And I tell you this, no matter where you're at, there is reason for hope. Sales is the economic pathway to do it. It's hard, especially if you do it wrong, like the 1960s way. But if you do it correctly, as we teach, you will love the way you look in the mirror, and you will control your time and economic well-being forever.
Very well said. So, Joe, if somebody wanted to reach out to you, where is, you know, how can they reach out to you? How can they find your book? All of that fun stuff.
Well, the easiest way is, like I said, casinosalesmaster.com. Obviously, we're on Amazon as well. To reach out to me directly, you can go to my website for the consulting firm, which is Elite Business Conversations. You will see a bunch of different tools there, which end up with either us helping you directly through that tool in the moment, or talking to either myself or one of my partners about how we can help on you at a very specific and customized level. And that is at elitebusinessconversations.com.
Awesome. And that will be in the show notes. Again, Joe, thank you so much for coming on today and talking with me. This has been an amazing conversation.
Perfect. I hope that everyone benefited from it, and share it. If you guys got something from it, share it with everyone else.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thanks for joining us for Love Your Sales. For more, connect with Leanne on LinkedIn and be sure to subscribe to the show and leave us a rating and review. We'd love to hear what you think. Looking for a way to take your sales process to the next level? Visit us at loveyoursales.com to find out more about how Leanne can take your organization to new revenue heights. And be sure to join us next time for more great ways to love your customers so they love your sales.